One of the issues that you're really known for speaking about is the use of famous actors to actually do the voiceovers. What is your central problem with that?
Which star is doing that?
Yeah.
My problem with it is if they were judged by the same standards we were, that we have to try to get work with, they would be pretty piss poor, you know, as voice performers.
What standards are those?
The standards are, if you have a really special voice, you can go around and do that voice and make a living.
Mm-hmm.
That people just instantly love it. But nobody is instantly in love with, like, you know, the usual suspects' voices that we see in the cartoon movies now.
Like Robin Williams or...
Well, no, he's different. He understands characters. Mm. I mean, he understands, like, characterizations and voice changes, and so does Mike Myers, and so does Eddie Murphy.
And Jerry Seinfeld as well in B-Movie?
No.
That's not it.
No, that's not it, because he's doing a character that looks exactly like him and sounds exactly like him.
Hmm.
I mean, Will Smith does characters that are drawn to look like him and sound like him. And I wish I had that luxury, you know? I mean, nobody draws a character that looks like me and sounds like me for me to just step in and be the perfect person for the role, you know what I mean?
How would that... I understand where your issue is, but since it's seemingly more expensive to hire, a Jerry Seinfeld or a Will Smith, what would be the redress for that issue?
In what way? What standpoint do I take?
Well, I guess if you're saying that it's a that it's an issue or a problem or something that that you think is a problem. What's the solution? Not to do characters around stars or?
No, I don't. See, the thing is I don't have an issue with the fact that these movies are being made. You know, if I could audition for them and I didn't get them, I still wouldn't have an issue with them.
Mm.
But the thing is that they audition us for these movies. And then they play what the A-list people did for these celebrities so they can kind of, like, strip mine the talent's abilities and kind of pass them over or toss them over to the celebrity, you know, just to make it, like, better than it would be.
Yeah.
And I'm not a teacher.
Yeah.
I'm not a paid teacher.
That's where
you come in and
you had spoken about this before. They'll have you come in and, or someone of your caliber come in and actually shape the voice around the character, and then they'll present it to the celebrity as the template?
Yeah, and sometimes you'll actually hear stuff that you thought of during the audition because you have to really be on your toes.
Are you paid for that?
Not really. Only a couple gigs ever get paid for to scratch a movie for a celebrity who was going to do it, but I get paid for it. This theft that goes on at auditions is despicable.
Are there legal remedies that you could pursue for that?
No, how are you going to prove it? I mean, I used to bring a tape recorder around with me, but still, I mean, it's like trying to fight City Hall. It is what it is. But that's my real issue with it, is that this is an Area 51 for experienced voiceover people who do create characters and not just do who and what they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it takes away from the creative process.
You know, there was a similar issue involved with Crispin Glover. It's different but similar, where they had taken a likeness, I think, of one of his earlier roles. Mm-hmm. I think it was Robert Zemeckis.
Right.
And then had tried to pass it off later off as him, and he sued them for doing that. Isn't it? Are you familiar with that situation?
It only means anything to me if he won.
He did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
that's very similar. But the thing is he could prove that. You can't prove that somebody deliberately took your stuff, you know, and tossed it off to some, you know, person that's acting. But, you know, it's dirty business. I won't do it anymore.
I
never really quite got what it was all about, is to show up and try to sound exactly like the character and read it, and yet you're doing it the way that you would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that just, it's not good business as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's not my part of town.
Has your speaking out on this issue hurt you in any way?
In what way?
In your career?
No.
No? There's no reaction against it from the studios or people?
No, they don't give a shit which voiceover person is in the alleyway beating the piss out of the other one to get a gig, you know? They don't care. They really don't.